This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
First and foremost, Ramadan Mubarak, Ramadan Kareem to everyone. And we wanted to welcome everyone to the Qalam campus, where inshallah we hope to be able to observe a very beautiful month of Ramadan with different programs and activities, along with obviously all the prayers, the Taraweeh. And so every day during the Taraweeh, after 8 raka'at, we have a reminder, a short talk, a khatira, if you will. And what we're trying to do is cover a particular theme in these khawatir, in these reminders after 8 raka'at every day, so that there's some kind of coherence and there's some kind of tie-in with all the different discussions that we're going to have. Previously, we covered all the ayat in the Qur'an, all the verses in the Qur'an that discuss the concept of nur, light, enlightenment. This year, inshallah, what we're going to be discussing in these reflections and reminders is something that is a universal concern and struggle, something that concerns all humanity and all people. And that is, human beings are constantly striving for, searching for, in the pursuit of peace, tranquility, serenity. And that's something that plagues all human beings, wherever they are, wherever they're coming from, no matter what their background is. Everyone is constantly looking for that tranquility, that inner peace. And the Quran repeatedly talks about that same tranquility, that peace, that serenity, that calmness of the soul. And the Quran speaks about it using some different words. For instance, the Quran talks about salam, peace. The Quran talks about sakina, tranquility. The Quran talks about tamanina, a sense of serenity. And so, inshallah, this Ramadan, what we're going to do is we're going to go through the Quran and explore the different verses that talk about salam, sakina, tamanina, in our own pursuit of peace and tranquility. And so the very first ayah that we're going to look at is in Surah Al-Baqarah. It's a little bit later in Surah Al-Baqarah, one could basically say in the last third of Surah Al-Baqarah, at the end of the second juz, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us a fascinating story from the past. Allah tells us about Bani Israel, the Israelites, when they lived in the area of Jerusalem, Al-Quds. And while they lived there, they were dealing with a very aggressive enemy that kept encroaching in on their territory and kept occupying their lands and pushing them further and further back, to the point where they had come to the gates of Jerusalem. There was a prophet amongst the Israelites at that time. The Quran does not name the prophet, it just says, وَقَالَ لَهُمْ نَبِيُّهُمْ. It just says that it was their prophet. However, some of the narrations and the Israeliyat, they identify this prophet as Simwa'il or Samuel. And it's mentioned that he was very old and elderly at this time. He was very frail. And they went to him and they said that we need to stand up to this enemy. They outnumber us. They are stronger than us. They are more resourceful, more equipped than we are. But we have to take a stand. Otherwise, they'll just trample us. So we need someone to lead us into battle, because he was no longer capable of doing that. So Simwa'il, the prophet, he tells them that I will pray to Allah to appoint a leader. And then he was given the divine inspiration. The Israelites had previously possessed something that was their most valuable possession. The Quran calls it the tabut, a tabut, which basically has been referred to as the Ark of the Covenant. It was a chest or a box made out of wood. And that box, that chest, it contained some of the remnants of the prophets of the past. It is said to have contained the staff of Musa alayhi salam, the shoes of Musa alayhi salam that he was commanded to remove when he received revelation and prophethood. Fakhla'na alayk. It was said to have contained the turban or the head covering worn by Harun, the Prophet Harun alayhi salam. And most significantly, it contained some of the remnants of the original tablets that the Torah was written upon. The stone, the alwah, the stone tablets were in that container. And what they would do with that container is, as so long as they had that container in their possession, there was a divine assistance and mercy with them. So whenever they would go to battle, they would take that box with them and they would place it in the battlefield and they would receive divine assistance and they would achieve victory. That box, that container had been taken from them, had been stolen from them, and it had been lost to them. So the sign was that Allah will appoint you a general, a leader. And the sign of the fact that this is the leader that's meant to be is that he will bring that box, that container, back to you. And يَأْتِيَكُمْ التَّابُوتَ فِيهِ سَكِينَةٌ مِنْ رَبِّكُمْ. He'll bring that container back to you. And the man who ended up bringing that container back to them was a man that the Quran identifies as Talut, typically referred to as Saul. And he came, he was a man of very strong and imposing physical stature. He was very known to be very knowledgeable and wise, but he was a very humble and simple person. And the story goes on from there, that he was able to bring that box, that tabut, back to them. And then they were able to go out to the battle. And in that battle, not only did they achieve victory, but that is the battle where we come to be introduced to none other than Dawood alayhi salam, when he kills Jalut, Goliath, from the other side. But I want to keep the focus here on this box, this container, this tabut, this Ark of the Covenant. And it contained the remnants of the Torah. What is the Torah? The Torah was a message from God. The Torah was the revelation. The Torah was the scripture. It was a message from Allah. And that box, that container, also contained the staff and the shoes of Musa alayhi salam, the remnants of the prophets. And it contained the turban or the head covering of the Prophet Harun alayhi salam, the remnants of the prophets. And when Allah speaks about this box and what was in that box, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says something very interesting. وَقَالَ لَهُمْ نَبِيُّهُمْ Allah says in ayah number 248, their prophet said to them, إِنَّ آيَةَ مُلْكِهِ The sign that this king, this general, this leader, that he is divinely appointed and he is the one that's meant to be, is that أَنْ يَأْتِيَكُمُ التَّابُوتِ That he will bring that container, that box, back to you. But then Allah says about that box, فِيهِ سَكِينَةٌ مِّن رَبِّكُمْ What does that box contain? Allah says that that box contains peace, tranquility, serenity from your Lord. And we just talked about what was in the box. What was in the box was the Torah. Was a revelation. It was the scripture. And it was the remnants of the prophets. And Allah says that the message from Allah and the things that the prophets have handed down for you, those two things combined equal serenity. Those two things combined equal peace, tranquility from your Lord. And the connection to us Because it's a very interesting choice of words that Allah has here. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is connecting it to us now. We're all in search of that peace, that tranquility, that calmness, that serenity. But that calmness, that tranquility is found in two things. And our Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in his seminal address, the khutbah of Hajjat al-Wida, he concluded it by saying, "Taraktu fikum amrayn." I'm leaving you with two resources. I'm leaving behind two things for you. لَن تَضِلُّوا مَا تَمَسَّكْتُمْ بِهِمَا. So long as you hold on to these two things, you will never lose your way. You'll never go astray. You'll never feel lost. You'll never feel troubled. Kitabullah wa sunnatu nabiyyi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The Quran, the book of Allah, and the tradition, the way of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And so that is our tabut. That is our sakina. That is our peace. That is our tranquility. That is what holds for us our personal victory and our collective dignity as an ummah, is the Quran and the tradition, the way of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We're here in this blessed month of Ramadan by the grace and the mercy of Allah. This is an opportunity, once again, for us to be able to connect or reconnect, whichever one it is, but for us to be able to build a valuable, meaningful connection with the Quran and with the life and the legacy of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Let's avail this opportunity. Let's utilize this opportunity that we have, where we stand in prayer and we listen to the Quran being recited, where we make time during the day to be able to hold and sit with the book of Allah and read from it, where we open up the translation and we read the translation and try to understand it, where we try to practice and adopt the character and the ways and the conduct of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Because as the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam told us, that مَنْ لَمْ يَدَعْ قَوْلَ الزُّورِ وَالْعَمْلْ بِهِ, that someone who does not abandon speaking evil and doing evil, فَلَيْسَ لِلَّهِ حَاجَةٌ, that Allah has no need for someone to starve themselves and deprive themselves of food and water. So let's spend our days and nights while we are fasting, adopting and conducting ourselves by the character of the Prophet ﷺ. And let's utilize our days and nights to connect with the Quran and the meaning and the message of the Book of Allah, because that's what contains our peace and our tranquility and our victory in this life and in the next. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us all the ability to practice everything we've said and heard. Subhanallahi wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahu bihamdik, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.